Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, June 24th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1252. The Supreme Court upheld a federal law prohibiting anyone subject to a domestic violence restraining order from having a gun. Chief Justice John Roberts said there was no question that the federal law banning firearms for domestic abusers is constitutional, saying it uses common sense and is applicable after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence. The 8-1 decision, with Justice Clarence Thomas as the lone dissenter, limits the court's 2022 decision, which vastly expanded Second Amendment rights by narrowing the ability of state and local governments to restrict guns outside the home. The decision comes a week after the court ruled that a federal ban on bump stocks, which make semi-automatic rifles fire more rapidly, was unlawful. Meanwhile, Judge Eileen Cannon appeared skeptical of Trump's arguments that Jack Smith was unlawfully appointed as special counsel in the federal classified documents case. Trump's attorneys argued that Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointment of Smith as special counsel was unconstitutional and implied that it risked creating a shadow government. Judge Cannon replied, "That sounds very ominous, shadow government, but what do you really mean? Is that really a realistic risk when you have well-defined regulations?" Trump's lawyer, however, did not directly answer Cannon's question, but instead reiterated his claim that Smith's appointment was unconstitutional and implied that Smith had gone rogue and wasn't reporting to anyone. Smith's office, meanwhile, asked the judge for a gag order to prevent Trump from making statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents. Prosecutors argued that Trump's rhetoric had created a combustible atmosphere that poses an immediate risk to law enforcement. Despite highlighting two examples of threats or violence, Cannon indicated that she was not inclined to put a gag order on Trump without prosecutors providing additional evidence directly connecting Trump's words to threats from others against law enforcement. Moving on, a judge in Nevada dismissed the criminal indictments against six Republicans who falsely submitted certificates to Congress declaring Trump the winner of the state's 2020 election. Clark County District Court Judge Mary K. Holthus ruled that the state had filed the case in the wrong jurisdiction. The judge said, "You have literally, in my opinion, a crime that has occurred in another jurisdiction. It's so appropriately up north and so appropriately not here." After the ruling, Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford said the judge got it wrong and that he'll appeal to the state Supreme Court. In December, a grand jury indicted the six fake pro-Trump electors in the scheme to overturn Biden's 2020 election win in that state. And finally, the Supreme Court agreed to decide whether states can restrict gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Last year, Tennessee banned three types of medical care for minors: puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and gender transition surgeries, and imposed civil penalties for doctors who violate the law. The Biden administration asked the court to intervene after a federal appeals court upheld the ban. A ruling is expected in the court's next term, which starts in October and ends in June 2025. About 25 states have enacted similar bans on transgender care for minors. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.